Okay, Meg, let's talk about idioms related to the body.
Oh.
So we have lots of idioms in English that we use for specific meanings. So to learn these idioms, we'll just talk about them by asking each other questions.
Okay.
Okay, the first one is about dating. So should a man always foot the bill on a date?
Well, I think I'm a little bit of a traditionalist in that maybe at the beginning or the first date, the man should foot the bill. But after that, if you're in a relationship, it doesn't really seem fair for the man to pay all the time. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, on a date, I feel awkward if I don't pay the bill. So, yeah, the man should foot the bill on the first date. Okay, so the next one related to feet is when you dance, do you have two left feet?
Yes, I definitely have two left feet. I'm not a good dancer by any means, and I don't really enjoy it, so I think I look a little awkward when I'm dancing. What about you?
Yeah, I definitely have two left feet. I just look like a mess on the dance floor. So, and I don't enjoy it. And I think because I'm nervous, I want to get out of there. So, yeah.
Right. I understand your feeling.
Not mine. Okay. So, also related to feet is the leg. So, in your city, what costs an arm and a leg?
In my city where I live right now, I feel like fruit costs an arm and a leg. It can be quite expensive, especially if you want fruit that's out of season. But in my hometown in America, you can usually get fruit very cheap. So it feels like it costs an arm and a leg here. What
Right.
about for you?
Yeah, the city I live in now is in Japan and it's also very expensive. Taxis cost an arm and a leg. So to take a taxi ride is so expensive. In America, where I'm from, I would say healthcare costs an arm and a leg. It's so expensive.
Yes.
Crazy expensive.
Right.
You never
Much
want to get
more.
sick. Yeah.
Yes.
Even
Yes.
health insurance costs an arm and a leg. It's very, very
Right.
costly.
I agree with that.
Yeah. All right, so let's now talk about feelings.
Okay.
So, is it okay to give people the cold shoulder sometimes?
Well,
Nobody likes the cold shoulder.
right. Nobody likes the cold shoulder. I don't think that we should give people the cold shoulder. However, I have to admit that I have sometimes given a friend or a family member the cold shoulder when I've been upset about something.
Yeah, the whole thing about the cold shoulder is you're actually you do want them to talk to you. You just want them to
Right.
feel bad,
Yes.
right?
Yeah, it's kind of passive aggressive.
Exactly. Like I'm mad at you, but I really want you to just see that I'm mad at you and then you
Right.
give me attention and I'm happy.
Yes, you want to make it clear that you're mad
Yeah,
by
exactly.
giving the cold shoulder. Have
Right.
you ever given someone the cold shoulder?
Oh yeah, I can be very moody, so I've definitely given people the cold shoulder. And then I'm embarrassed sometimes afterwards. I'm like, why did I do that? That's so bad.
Yeah, feel a little guilty later.
So we're both teachers. Do you ever give a student the cold shoulder?
No, I don't think I would ever give a student the cold shoulder because if they have questions or need help, I want to be able to assist them. So that's a little different, I think. What about you?
Yeah, no, totally. Like the students give me the cold shoulder, right? So
Yes.
you know that something's wrong. But yeah, a teacher can't give students the cold
No,
shoulder.
you
No, it's
can't.
impossible. Or it shouldn't be done. All right, those were some interesting points.